Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of November 2018, and this is the 911th Moll Out Loud podcast. Well, the countdown is well and truly happening. Today is the 17th, tomorrow is the 18th, and on the 19th I leave. Everything is channeled towards that now. I did my last... Well, no, that's not true. What I was going to say was I had my last not journey-focused time this afternoon, but actually tomorrow I'm going to be at bell ringing in both the places we ring. So tomorrow morning I will also be not journey focused. Today I went to the last of the NaNoWriMo sessions that I will be part of, but I have to say I couldn't concentrate, and so after an hour I left to come home to do some more tasks. I've had such a strange day today. I took my bicycle into town, well, across town, to go to Salamanca Market, which is a much bigger market than the farmers market and has all sorts of things. But I found I couldn't cross town because there was a Christmas pageant happening. So I had to kind of wheel my bike through crowds to get to Salamanca. And then I couldn't find the... I got a bit bamboozled by the market and all the people there. I'm not really that good in crowds. And for ages, I couldn't find the stall I was looking for. I did eventually, but I'd hoped to get one or two things there at the market, other things, and I just couldn't do it. So I came home instead. So, yes, I've got two suitcases on my desk at the moment. Just one for the long journey, a small one for the cabin, and one bigger one for travelling round once I get there. So I shall just leave my cabin one when I get to Zurich, I think, and just travel with the bigger one. I've put quite a lot of things in them. I've still got some finalising to do. I've got quite a lot of printing out of things like tickets and itineraries still to go. Mainly what I'm doing now is just writing down instructions and contact numbers and trying to think myself around all the quirky things in this house that need to be conveyed to my house sitter. I have a lift lined up with my friend who I have lunch with every Friday and have had for the last 25 years probably about, and a very, very good friend, so, and very, very reliable. So I feel very secure having her taking me out to the airport when the time comes. It is strange how you start focusing differently as a deadline like that comes to fruition, the things that you want to do, that you can do, and what's important, the things that are important that you know you can't do, suddenly come into focus. And I should be making a list of those as important tasks when I come back. Somehow having a deadline like this one that means that I'm going to have to leave the country for a long time, and my home and environment and my family here. Yes, it focuses on the absolute priorities. Whereas when I'm home normally, I find I'm quite fuddled about what's most important and what really needs to be done. And one of those things is kind of not leaving a place that would be terrible for somebody else to clear up or try and organise or sort. And I'm not really, yes, not going to get there, definitely not going to get there, but it just really solidifies as an important thing to do. Yes, I don't know quite what else to say. Strange. I'm just sitting here with a pot of tea, and this list, some dying roses that have just seen me through. Beautiful, beautiful, sort of old-fashioned garden roses. And looking outside at the green trees, just looking at my home, and in the back of my mind, getting closer and closer as I contact people and know who I'm going to see. The idea of making a lunch date for somebody the other side of the world next week feels quite bizarre. But it isn't quite as bizarre as it feels at the moment. Or perhaps it is. Perhaps it is really, really very strange thing to do. So this is a short one. I'm not quite sure when I'm going to be talking to you again. I guess the tricky thing is going to be having Wi-Fi rather than making the recordings. So it will be a bit if and when I have access to Wi-Fi. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, that you can focus on what's most important, that you actually can see what is most important, and not find that those... I was going to say absolutes, that's not what I want to say, but to really see what's most important to you in your life, in the whole scheme of things, in your whole life, not just one particular area of it. That just reminds me actually of an exercise I was given when I was in a bit of a bad state, and one thing in my life was overwhelming everything else, and I was told by someone that to make a grid of 9 squares, a bit like one side of a Rubik's cube, although that's probably not 9 squares, is it? So forget that. And to put this thing that was really overwhelming me into one of the boxes, and to put other areas of my life in each of the remaining boxes, to kind of begin to visualize it in proportion. It was a very good exercise. So this is... this is my last podcast to you from this house before I go away. I'm leaving on Monday morning. And yeah, we'll see where the next one comes from. Love to you all, and thank you very, very much for listening to me, and I really look forward to talking to you next time.